love has never failed us yet.
Amen. We greet all of you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We can turn to our Bibles. We can go to the book of Leviticus 23 from verse 24 until verse 39. From verse 24 to 39. Amen. And the next book that we'll read it will be Hebrews 4. If you found it, you can say amen. Is it found, believers? Amen. We can read it. It reads in this manner, if it is found, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, in the first day of the month, shall ye have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, and holy convocation. Ye shall do no civil work therein. Ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, also on the tenth day of this seventh month, there shall be a day of atonement. It shall be an holy convocation unto you, and ye shall afflict your souls, and offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. Ye shall do no work in that day, for it is a day of atonement, to make an atonement for you before the Lord your God. For whatsoever soul it be that shall not be afflicted in that day, he shall be cut off from among his people. Whatsoever soul it be that doeth any work in that day, the same soul will I destroy from among his people. He shall do no manner of work. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. It shall be unto you a Sabbath of rest, and ye shall afflict your souls. In the ninth day of the month at even, from even unto even, shall ye celebrate your Sabbath. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, the 15th day of this seventh month shall be the feast of the tabernacles for 7 days unto the Lord. On this first day shall be an holy convocation. Ye shall do no civil work therein. 7 days ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. On the eighth day shall be an holy convocation unto you, and ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. It is a solemn assembly, and ye shall do no civil work. These are the feasts of the Lord, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocations, to offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord, a burnt offering and a meat offering, a sacrifice and drink offerings, and everything upon his day. Besides the Sabbaths of the Lord, and beside your gifts, and beside all your vows, and beside all your free will offerings which ye give unto the Lord. Also in the 15th day of the seventh month, when ye have gathered in the fruit of the land, ye shall keep a feast unto the Lord 7 days. On the first day shall be a Sabbath. On the eighth day shall be a Sabbath. As we bow our heads. Gracious Heavenly Father, we are very much thankful this evening. We have read a portion of the scripture. We expect the leadership of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, we know as people we can read, but unless we read under the leadership of the Holy Spirit, our reading will be in vain. That's why the scripture says, the letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life. We want your spirit to come and bring an illumination of the revelation unto the believers, so that when we leave this place, we should be better illuminated than before we came. We commit everything to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. while you take your seats. Amen. Brother Jimson, just a sec. Amen. This evening, I know it's cold. I'm not going to keep you for long. But I'm going to speak on the eighth day. Hallelujah. I don't know how many are really looking forward to the rapture. Amen. I don't know how many see the evidence that the world is falling apart. The center cannot hold anymore, folks. Hallelujah. We are right in the midst of Satan's Eden, but we've got the desire to go back to our Eden. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't worry, my brother. I don't know. Or maybe in the cupboard. Amen. Just misplaced something of mine here, but it's not a problem if I don't see it. Amen. Now, Brother Branham says something here that I just want to open with. Brother Branham, in the message Satan's Eden, he says, page 9, paragraph 54, he says, and so God knew that we would be here. Hallelujah. So our being here is not a surprise. God knew that he will definitely be here. It says, but then he put us in flesh, so that we would be contacted. In order he could contact, he became one of us when he became Jesus Christ, the Son of God himself, the fullness of the manifestation of God. Therefore, that was God's purpose, to display his attributes in fellowship. Are we together? He says, when I was in my Father, I knew nothing about it. But when I became his son and was born of him, I was an attribute, a part of my Father. You are part of your Father. And it says, as children of God, we are a part of God's attribute that was in him, made flesh like he was made flesh, so that we can have fellowship one with the other as a family of God upon the earth. That was God's purpose at the beginning. That's what he wanted to do. Hallelujah. Then he says he had everything under control. He turned men over into the Garden of Eden on free moral agency and say, son, it's yours. Hallelujah. Then we know what happened in the Garden of Eden. Brother Branham says God's Eden was established in righteousness. Satan's Eden is established in sin because Satan is sin. We are simply saying, as long as the devil is still in control of this world, we are still going to see atrocities that are still going to be committed by the human race. Are we together? But I'm glad that as much as we are here, there must be a spiritual Goshen for believers somewhere. There must be a place where believers will come out of this world untouched. Are we together? So I'm simply saying the world is going to get more and more evil, but the believers are going to get the divine protection from the Almighty God. Just make sure that you're on the side of God. Yes. Are we together? And it says, Satan's Eden is established in sin because Satan is sin. God is righteousness, and God's kingdom was established in righteousness and peace and love, life. Satan's establishment is in sin and religious sin. Are we together? But maybe if you can just show the slide, my brother, so that we speak about this eighth day. Now, we know that Brother Branham told us that every 2,000 years upon the face of the earth, something happens. Are we with me, believers? The first 2,000, the world was destroyed by floods. The second 2,000, the blood was shed on Calvary. Now the 2,000 that we are at, we know that the fire will burn the earth. Are we together? There will be a purification by fire upon the face of the earth. Are we? maybe you must keep the Sabbath of weeks, and you must as well keep the Sabbath of years. Hallelujah. Because they believe that if one law is broken, then the whole law is broken. Are we together? But we know that we are not in the business of keeping the days, as we read in Hebrews 4, if you can read with me. Amen. We'll read in Hebrews 4. Chapter 4. Paul says here from verse 1, Let us therefore fear lest a promise being left unto us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the way to preach did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Hallelujah. For we which have believed do enter into rest. As he said, I have sown in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest, seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, they to whom it was first preached and entered not in because of unbelief. Again he limiteth a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time as it is, today if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. For if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works, as God did from his own works. Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. Are we together? So it simply says that Jesus, when he was here, we know that when he came, he found the Jews, they were observing the Sabbath as a day. Are we together? But one thing for sure that we know, the Sabbath that is important, it is not the Sabbath of the day. That was a foreshadow to the real Sabbath. Are we together? The Sabbath of the day, it was just a foreshadow. But when Jesus came, the first things that he did, it was to break the Sabbath. And that is what got him into trouble with the Jews. Because for them, it was such a day of sanctity that must never be spoiled in any way. But we know he healed on Sabbath. Because what is happening, Jesus was now the Lord of Sabbath. He was moving their attention from a day to a person. Hallelujah. The Sabbath of the day is a time element. But the Sabbath of a person is an eternal element. Are we together? And then what is happening here, we just want to show something here. We know that when Jesus came, if I can just switch on this. When Jesus was on the cross, hallelujah, his ministry was here for 3.5 years because he started when he was 30, and for 33.5 years he was preaching and he was cut off. Are we together? And we know that it parallels the 70 weeks of Daniel, because it was during that time that it was cut off as well. And immediately after his resurrection, and we spoke about the three sonships, the Son of Man, the Son of God, and the Son of David. Are we together? When he came for 3.5 years, he was the Son of Man. But during the seven church ages, now he becomes the Son of God, which means the Holy Ghost operating into the church. Are we together? But before he comes again as the Son of David, we have indicated that there is going to be a space of time. Brother Branham calls it a leaping over. He says during that time, he comes back as the Son of Man to reveal himself to the bride. Are we together? Now, during the seven church ages, we know that we had the lion anointing, we had the ox anointing, we had the man anointing, we had the eagle anointing. The reason, during the first time when the faith was threatened, God released the lion anointing to protect the faith. Are we together? And we know that later when it became the red horse rider and people were killed, God released the spirit of an ox and people willingly gave up their lives for the sake of the gospel. Are we together? And now later we saw the wisdom of men coming up, and now we know you and I, we live during the time where God has released the spirit of an eagle. Are we together? So it starts with the king of the jungle and it moves on to the king in the sky. Are we together? Now, one thing that we want to show here is that when we speak about, Brother Branham says, when we speak about the eighth day, he says the first day is Sunday. The second day is Monday. The third day is Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, until you reach the seventh day, which again is Saturday. Are we together? Then he says, when you reach Saturday, which is the seventh day, if you keep on counting, it brings you back to the first day. Are we together? So it means that the eighth day and the first day is exactly the same thing. So, but the seventh day is a time element. The seventh day is the Feast of the Tabernacle. The seventh day, it types the seven church ages. Are we together? But once you reach the seventh church age, Brother Branham speaks about another rest for believers, and it speaks about millennium. Are we together? But millennium is still the seventh, because what's happening, millennium is still a space of time. Millennium is not eternity, folks. What is happening is that for seven church ages, God allows the church to labor against sin for 6,000 years, and in our time for seven church ages. Are we together? And then at the end of the seventh, we are raptured. Are we together? And we go and spend 3.5 years, which is our wedding supper. Are we together? But while we are at the wedding supper, the same gospel that we have believed is going to return back to the Jews. Are we together? Now, the week that was cut off will be complete with the Jews. That is when he comes like Joseph, revealing himself to the brethren and saying, I'm the one that you have killed. Are we together? And we know that a nation shall repent in one day. But immediately after that, we need to come down again, because what's happening in Revelation chapter 19, it speaks about the battle of Armageddon. It means we will be coming down. The battle of Armageddon, Brother Branham says, is when God will purify the earth by fire. Anything that you see with your naked eye will be subjected to the fire of God. Are we together? The Bible says things that you see with your eye are temporal, but things that you don't see with your eye are eternal. Are we together? Now, what we see is that when the battle of, Brother Branham says, the atomic bombs and the nuclear bombs that they have, all of them, they've got them there. But no one will press the button as long as the bride is still on the earth. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't care. Is it this gentleman from North Korea? No matter how agitated he may be with America, as long as there are message believers in America, there is no way that he will press the nuclear bomb and release it upon America. What is happening? That means as long as believers are upon the face of the earth, the wrath of God shall never strike this earth. Hallelujah. But as soon as the believers are taken away, we will be ushered into the tribulation. You know, for 3.5 years, mercy closes for the Gentile. The gospel returns back to the Jews. And during that time, a lot of people will be like that Roman soldier immediately after he pierced his side and he died. And he says, truly, he was the Son of God. But that was too late. Immediately after the bride is taken up, our Pentecostal brothers and sisters will take the same books, will take the same tapes and will say, truly, the message was the word of God. But it will be too late. Are we together? And I had much better say this. I preached on the message, the baptism of the Holy Ghost without sensation. And I want to drive it to you. Without the Holy Ghost, you've got no part in the rapture. Brother Branham says, only the Holy Ghost-filled bride will go into the rapture. And I'm simply saying, you must remember that when it speaks about the 10 visions, all of them were visions. It means that all of them, they kept themselves clean. All of them were undefiled. But the difference was that 5 visions had oil. The other did not have an oil. So that means you being sanctified, you being justified, you belonging to a church, that is not the end of it, my brother. What's happening, you must come to a spot where you are filled with the Holy Ghost. Because the promise says only the Holy Ghost-filled bride will go into the rapture. Are we together? And the rest of the people that are not going into the rapture, and let me say this to you folks. His first coming was not meant to be a secret, but it became a total secret. How much more that his second coming will be a total secret? So I'm simply meaning that in our time, when the rapture is going to take place, you are not going to be aware that the rapture has taken place. Brother Bram says every day in America, 500 people go missing. And he says that that's how the rapture will happen. The reason God will allow the Catholic system or the mark of the beast to close down the churches, we will not be able to have contact with one another during that time. Because everyone will be in their own household, wherever they are, will be scattered. Are we together? Because we will not be able to participate economically. We will not be able to be integrated in our schooling system. We will be barred from participating in the normal course of life. But during that a time of exclusion, when the world excludes the bride, God will include the bride. During that time where you cannot get work because you do not belong to a world religious system, God will grant you whatever you need for you to be sustained. Are we together, folks? But during that time, after the rapture has taken place, it is going to be so secretive until some of your family members may not be aware of it. The Bible says two will be lying in the same bed. One will be taken, one will be left behind. Two will be working on the field, one will be taken up, and one will be left behind. And I'm saying if it's 5 people that are going to the rapture, your determination must be, I'm one of those 5 people. I'll give up whatever I can give up to be part of those 5 people. Are we together? And after the bride has been taken up, then we will go to the wedding supper. This side, it will be tribulations. This side, it will be the wedding supper where we fellowship with saints, where we catch up, where God has taken us on a honeymoon for 3.5 years. Are we together? But while we are there, the same gospel, which is the message, is the word of God revealed. The same message will be taken to the Jews. And there will be 2 witnesses that will introduce the message to the Jews, and that is Moses and Elijah. Are we together? And then at the end of the wedding supper, we are coming down in Revelation chapter 19 on the battle of Armageddon. The devil will gather his subjects from the 4 corners of the earth. God will gather his subjects from the 4 corners of heaven. Now we are going on a showdown. Are we together? Maybe let's read Revelation 19. Still with me? Amen. From verse 1. Remember, Brother Branham, I won't go because of time. It's Wednesday. Brother Branham says the church is taken up in Revelation chapter 4 and only returns in Revelation chapter 19. And we know that in between that, then you've got the harlot, the mother of harlots, that is in Revelation chapter 17. In Revelation chapter 18, a bomb is dropped on her for hallelujah, then I'm starting in Revelation 19. It says, and after these things, from verse 1, and after these things I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments, for he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And we know when he speaks about the great whore, it speaks about a woman, and when it speaks about a woman, it speaks about a church. And we know that church has fornicated with the world leaders, and we know that church is guilty of killing millions of Christians during the Dark Ages, and we know that church is the Catholic. Hallelujah. The reason is the mother of all harlots is because every other church that came after her will say what the mother said. If the mother believed in Trinity, every other church will believe in Trinity. Hallelujah. If I had time, I was going to show you when he speaks about the dirty spirits. Hallelujah. But we'll come there the other time. Verse 3. And it says, and again they said, hallelujah. And her smoke rose up forever and forever. And the four and 20 elders and the four beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah. And a voice came out of the throne saying, praise our God, all ye his servants, ye that great fear him, both small and great. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as the voice of many waters, as the voice of mighty thunder, and saying, hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come. His wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. And he saith unto me, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto them, these are the true sayings. And we know Brother Branham speaks to that. He speaks about the shout, the voice, and the trumpet. And he says the shout is the message of the hour. And he says the voice is the voice of the resurrection. And he says the trumpet calls you to the wedding supper. Are you with me? And I fell, and that's why as we proclaim this message, it's an invitation to the wedding supper. And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, see thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of the prophecy. I'm going to run faster. I hope you're with me. This very same angel is the one that said to John, come, I'll show you things that must come thereafter. And we know this same angel, he's the one that was showing John the seven church ages, the seven seals, the new city, the destruction of the great whore. And we know that this same angel, he came, he was in a theophany, but in our time, he came and stood behind the pulpit and began to say, I have measured that city. Hallelujah. John represented the bride, and this angel, it was the theophany of the prophet messenger. I hope we are together. In verse 11, and I saw heaven open, behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him. And remember, Brother Branham, when he preached the 10 visions, he speaks about the white horse rider. And he said, initially, I thought it was the Holy Ghost, but under the seals, God revealed to me that actually it was the Antichrist. Hallelujah. He was camouflaging. He was misquandering as the righteous one, but he was not righteous, because later he turned from white to red, and from red to black, and from black to pale, which was demonic power. Hallelujah. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called faithful and true, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. He was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God, the Logos. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses. And when he speaks about white horses, it speaks about power. Hallelujah. So that means you are part of a great army. That is why we say there is a great army rising. and the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture, on his thigh, a name written, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Stay with me here. He came first as a baby. He came in order to redeem us. Then he came again to take the bride away. Are we together? Like a thief in the night. But when he comes here in his third coming, that is where every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. It does not confirm when he comes as per Revelation chapter 10 verse 1, the mighty angel coming down. It's the only the bride that knows he is here. Hallelujah. A thief, when he comes to steal, he does not tell you in advance. He comes secretly and steals. You only realize after an item has been stolen that there was a thief in the house. They will only realize after the bride is gone. This is like Romeo and Juliet. He will come and steal Juliet, but the world will not know what happened. That is why you must make sure that you keep on being revelated. Because the greatest danger is to wake up one morning and realize that they are gone. And you were never part of them. You attended conferences. You sang for them. God forbid you preached for them. But when that moment of truth cometh, you are nowhere to be found. And I'm saying, we know that when we are on the other side, it will be perfection of perfection. However, Brother Brandon speaks about that the prostitutes are not going to be disappointed to the day of judgment. Drunkards are not going to be disappointed. It's the people that thought were right and only to be found at the day of judgment that they are naked. And I just wonder, I want to pause here. I just wonder when we get on the other side and we begin to make our way and look for one another and look for brother so-and-so and sister so-and-so, when they look for you, will they find you? And that is why this is a household affair, folks. You've got to pray for your family that they make it. You don't want as a wife to get there and look for your husband and he's not there. You get there, you look for your wife, she's not there. That's why hold each other accountable by the standards of the message. Are you with me? And it says, then Brother Branham, when he speaks about this, he says, this is the battle of Armageddon. He says it will be fought at the gates of in Palestine. Are we together? Now, after this, because now this will purify, Brother Brim says, the battle of Armageddon, he says, at some point in time he looked, the world looked like a charcoal. Because these bombs that these men have are the bombs that will destroy this world. He says there will be a series of explosions. Hallelujah. Mind you that even the sea will explode. Because in the new city, there is no more sea. Are we together? So God will purify the whole. And when we say purify, when we speak about annihilation, Brother Brim says, it is to change from one form to the other form. Are we together? So that means God is not going to destroy the physical structure, the earth. But he's going to clean the system upon the earth. So you've got to the earth and you've got to the world. The world is a system that is being used to operate on the earth. What is evil is not to the earth. What is evil is the world. I hope you are together. And that is why I think that is where the Jehovah Witnesses got it right when they say, we're going to inherit everything. Because what's happened, they don't know that the earth, the physical structure, yes, will inherit it because the earth was given unto a man. but the system upon the face of the earth, this economy will be done away. Everything that you see will be done away. God will establish a new system, which is a godly system, upon the face of the earth. Are we still together? Now, immediately after the battle of Armageddon, now we move because now the world is purified. Hallelujah. It does not mean that the devil is no more there. But now the devil is now big because the Bible says the rest of the dead lived not for 1,000 years. Are we together? Let's just quickly move to Revelation chapter 20 from verse 1. It says, and I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. Be spiritual here. An angel is a spiritual being. And a chain, it does not refer to a physical chain. It refers to something of spiritual significance. And he laid hold on the old dragon, that old serpent which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. The devil is a spirit. You cannot bind him with a chain. Brother Brim says it was a chain of circumstances. Because everybody that will be upon the face of the earth that is living at that time, they've already overcome the devil, and the devil is powerless. But yet, he's still there. Yet, we are still in time element. Are we together? And it says in verse 3, and he cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosened in a little season. Are we together? Now, what we know is that during that time, Brother Branham, as per Isaiah, they will build houses and they shall habitate them. They will plant vineyards and they shall eat from the vineyards. But yet we are still in a time element. Verse 4. And I saw thrones and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. This is now the queen and the king reigning during the time of millennium. Now he is no longer a son of man. He is no longer the son of God. Now he is the son of David, which speaks about royalty. Verse 5, but the rest of the dead lived not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath a part in the first resurrection. On such, the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Are we together? When the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosened out of prison. If you can bring back my slide. After these 1,000 years are done, then the devil will be released from his prison. The first resurrection is only for believers. The second resurrection is a general resurrection. Are we together? And it says, when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, and Gog and Magog to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. We've got two Gog and Magog. One is in Hezekiel. The one in Hezekiel, it speaks about how Russia, he says, watch the king of the north. This is when Russia will take the bomb and drop it down on Vatican. But this is another different Gog and Magog. Are we together? And this is the Gog Magog that comes after the Battle of Armageddon. The other one comes before the Battle of Armageddon, which involves Russia. Then the second one comes after the Battle of Armageddon, which speaks about the total annihilation. And it says, they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about in the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, and where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and forever. Are we together? I'm quickly rushing. I hope I won't keep you that long. Then in verse 11, we know it speaks about the great white throne judgment. And it says, I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. If you remember when it speaks about those that will reign with Christ, it speaks about the Lamb's book of life. Are we together? But here it speaks about the book of life, which means the book of deeds. So every man, whatever they have done for the rest of their life, it was recorded in the book of life. And it says, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, and according to their works. The sea gave up the dead which were in it. The death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Brother Branham says here, it will be like separating the goats from the sheep. But he says that these are not the sheep. It will be like, these are not the sheep. These are unbelievers that did good deeds unconsciously. It's a man that was at your workplace. He just became very good to you. And he didn't know why. He didn't know why. At the day of judgment, Christ will begin to say to them, you saw me that I was naked and you clothed me. I was in prison, you came to visit me. I was thirsty, you gave me water. And they will say, Lord, where have we ever seen you? He said, if you have done for these little ones, you have done for me. So those people that are treating the bride right, they will have mercy. But remember, they are not going to stay in the new city. They will stay out of the new city. They will be servants to the bride. I hope we are together here. Now, this is where I want to come. Now, in Revelation chapter 21, it says, and I saw heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Did I tell you that the sea will explode? There will be no more sea. Brother Branham, actually, in one message, he says the earth and the sun will collide. And he says in the new city, there is no more need for the sun. The lamp will be the light of the city. Are we together? It says, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice of out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. He will dwell with them. They shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all their tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. The old creation is passed away. The seventh day's creation has passed away. Now we are on the new one. Now we are getting into the new day. We are getting into a holy convocation. But the holy convocation comes after the seventh day of rest. The seventh day is millennium. Verse 5, and he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. He said unto them, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Will give unto him that is athirst for the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. I will be his God, he shall be my son. But be faithful and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and adulterers and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. I said here, if you were born once, you will die twice. And if you were born twice, you will die only once. Did you get the equation? You must be born again. He who is born twice shall die once and will resurrect and shall die no more. But he who is only born once physically, when they die in order to go and die. That is the second death. Are you with me? Amen. I'm just going to go through this chapter 21, and thereafter I will release you. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come up hither, come hither. I will show thee the bride and the Lamb's wife. Brother Branham says, John, when he looked, heaven opened, and the new Jerusalem came down. Brother Branham says, actually, when he speaks about it in the message, The Future Home, he says it was not a physical city. It was the bride coming down. And it says that the physical Jerusalem will erupt in Palestine. He actually says, go and read in the message, he says where Abraham met Melchizedek, at that spot, that is where the new Jerusalem will erupt. So you've got the new Jerusalem coming down, and you've got the new Jerusalem coming up, and the one that is coming down will stay on the one that came up. Hope we are together here, folks. Amen. And it says, and he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. Are we together? You must remember, John says, I saw her coming prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Ne? Having the great, the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone, more precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. And had a head wall, great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. Here is something beautiful. When God took out the Israelites out of Egypt, he always said, Israel is my nation. The Israelites are my nation. They are my chosen nation. You and I were worshiping foreign gods. But look in the new Jerusalem. Look at grace. You and I are going to be a queen, but the Jews are going to be the servants. I hope you are together with me here. On the east, 3 gates. On the north, 3 gates. On the south, 3 gates. On the west, 3 gates. And the whole, and Brother Brown says, that city will be in a form of a pyramid. And the whole of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city and the gates. And Brother Branham, go and read the message, The Future Hope. As he's preaching that message, he says, the Spirit has just dropped something on me now. He says, actually, how that city, that city says it will be 1,500 miles. He said, actually, all the people that are now in the tabernacle, they are all coming from how the city is being measured. Because he mentioned Arizona, he mentioned different states, and all the people were represented in the tabernacle. And he makes a profound statement. He says, I have measured that city. Stay with me here. Before anything could be done on the earth, it must already be done in heaven. He measured that city there. He is the one that had the measurement. And when he stood behind the pulpit at Branham Tabernacle, and he began to say, I've measured that city. John, she the bride, recognized that this is the same angel that said, come up hither. I'll show you things that shortly must come to pass. I hope you are together here. Amen. And it says, and he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city, and the gates thereof, and the wall thereof. And the city lieth 4 square, and the length is as large, as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. And he begins to speak, and it says in verse 19, and the foundations of the whole of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper. The second was sapphire. The third, then he mentions all those stones. I'm just redeeming time here. Verse 21, and the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was one of pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold. as it were, transparent glass. That's where we are going. We may be poor here, but he saw that we are worthy to walk on the streets of gold that are made of pure gold, as transparent as glass. If I had known, if I were you and know what is lies in store for me, I will fight for my inheritance. I'll keep on pushing on until I arrive there. Are we together? Verse 22, and I saw no temple therein, for the Lamb, the Lord God Almighty, and the Lamb are the temple of it. The city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof, and the moon is the bright in the new city. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it, and the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. They shall bring the glory and honor of all of the nations into it, and they shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie. But they which are written in the Lamb's book of life shall reign there. They will come and enter the city to serve the bride and the king, and we will be saved. But if you come, make it after the second death, based on your good deeds, you've got no part in the new city. You will be outside, just to come in and serve the bride and the groom. Are we together? What is happening? This is back to Eden. First day, Sabbath, Monday. When you come to the seventh is millennium. If you keep on counting, you go back to the second day. So that means the bride is on her way back to Eden. This will be our Eden. The eighth day speaks about eternity. He did not rise on the seventh day. He rose on the eighth day. The eighth day speaks about a new creation. It comes after rest, but it speaks about the new creation. Although the seventh day is still part where you rest, but it's not perfect because it's still time element. The devil is there, bound by a chain of circumstances. But after he's released for a season to deceive the nations, then you've got Gog and Magog. And after Gog and Magog, you've got White Throne Judgment. And after White Throne Judgment, you've got the new city. And you and I, our destination is not only the wedding supper, it's not only the rapture, it's not only the millennium, but it's the new city. If you make it there, watch for me when you get there. That's what the song says. That's where we are going. God bless you richly. Amen. I hope it led to the Gog and Magog. I hope it led to the Battle of Armageddon. Hope it led to where the millennium comes into the picture, what happens during the millennium. And in the new city, when you die, and you go to the sixth dimension, you are in your celestial body. But when we go into the new city, and during the millennium, we're in the glorified body. A celestial body cannot eat, but a glorified body can eat. God bless you as we stand up. Reign King Jesus, Brother Watt will just wrap up in prayer for us now. Amen. Thank you.
as we pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, Lord God, Father, we are thankful, O God, to be in your house tonight, O Lord. Father God, here you came, O Lord, tonight, O God. Father God, you took us back 2,000 years, Lord. And in the same breath, O God, you showed us where we're heading to, O God.
Yes.
Father God, you came and you showed us the map of the journey, O God, that we are undertaking, O Lord. Father God, and we look forward to that day that we walk into the promised land, O Lord. Father God, if we look, O God, at what's happening to this world, O God, Father God, we truly cannot wait, O God. Father God, to meet up with you, O God, and step into that promised land, O Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight, O God, for speaking with us, O God. Father God, for tonight, O God, if there's anyone that was weak and weary, O God, Father, if there's anyone that felt, O God, that it's not worthy to walk this road no more, O God, Father God, it is true, O God. Father God, that your word, O God, can change their mind, O God.
Right.
Their word, O God, will bring completion tonight, O God. Father God, it is these messages, O God. Father God, that just re-energize us, O God, to take that next step, O God. We say thank you, O God, Father, tonight, O Lord, for your word, O Lord. We thank you, O God, for our dear pastor that you used, O God. Father, may you just, Father, continue, O God, to use him, O God. Continue, O God, to bless him, O God. Father, Lord, as he is the shepherd, O God, of this house, O God. Father, may he continue, O God, to look to thee, the great shepherd, tonight, O God. Father, we pray now, Lord, Father, as we go to our respective homes, O God, be with us, O God. Father, prepare us, O God, for Sunday's message, O God. Father God, for, O Lord, the messages that we're hearing now, O Lord. Father God, it is just, O God, for this time that we are in now, O Lord. It is truly, O God, food for this very moment, O God, this late hour, O God. And we thank you, O Lord, for still providing for us, O God. We pray now, Lord, be with us further, O God. Father, and undertake for us, O God. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Bless you. Amen. Jesus' love has never failed me yet. God bless you richly till we see you on Sunday.
Never fail me yet.
Yes.
Never.